Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Football Friday. Today from Neighbor's Pub on Kenmore. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, pleased to be with you. It's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. It's been a minute since we've been at a bar together at work.
Doing a show, yes, that's right.
yes, we are so close to the patrons, I'm not sure if these toes at the end of my feet are mine or theirs. But
it's cozy.
It's cozy.
It's cozy, and Friday is well underway here.
Shorts were the right call, of course.
I'm perfectly comfortable in
parking lot,
in my blue jeans.
It was not even a 30-second walk inside from the car, and these places can get hot. Of course, that's just one thing to think about today.
Right. Yeah, I'm perfectly comfortable.
Good. So we'll talk to Sal at 5. Taylor Rapp is not coming back.
All right.
We don't know about a couple of other guys here. We'll figure that out with Sal. The spread is interesting. This is where I've been actually spending, honestly, most of my thinking today about Sunday is, and I've been listening to Sam, who will be on with us at 3:30, talk about it, that last year when the Chiefs came up, they were 2.5-point underdogs at 9-0. And right now they're 2-point favorites.
And the Bills were sitting on two losses, just like they are now, right? I don't remember what their record was. Was it 7-2?
Six and two,
and two, whatever. So yeah, similar. I mean, on that end, similar. And here the Chiefs are with a worse record, and they're I assume still favored. I didn't. Think
they're favored by two.
Two. Yeah. So yeah, that is interesting. I think the perception of the Bills right now is that they're going the wrong way. And the Chiefs, despite the 40-9 win over Carolina last week, and that the Chiefs are all systems go pointing upward.
That's the thing that's the most interesting about it to me is last week's score. Because I'm not Sam, I'm not the betting expert, but I care about it. I pay attention to it. And when you have a score like that, doesn't usually the public react to that favorably? Like, okay, they're actually fine. Why isn't that happening this week? Either nationally, locally, you listening, maybe you think it is. Like, do you sense that the fans are not right? And I don't want it to be...
Oh, we're definitely not right.
But I don't want it to be the past working. You know, because there's always that.
Well,
there's always the aspect of it that, like, well, we're sort of wired this way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that informs everything. You know, you can try to, I think I do, I make an effort to not consider, you know, the history, you know, very recent or even a little more distant as any part of this. Like, I don't really have any time for, don't beat them in the regular season because that means you'll lose in the playoffs or something. Like, I don't buy that. I don't think there's a, you know, I know it's been true here, four times in a row, but I don't think that that's like a hard and fast corollary. So I sort of want to dismiss that, but everything is baked in locally. Like, I don't know how much I trust any Bills fan right now to be objective about this. I think there's so much scar tissue from losing to this team over and over and over again in the playoffs that you have really gotten to a point where I don't know. It might be a defense mechanism. I think you're going to find a lot of Bills fans this weekend before the game kicks off. They're like, it doesn't matter that much. They're not ahead of us right now. They're not the one. And the playoffs are all that's going to matter. And I don't know. I don't really have time for that. I want to beat this team. I'd want to beat whoever they were playing on Sunday. But I especially want to see the Bills beat this team because I want to knock them down lower than me. I want to hold them at bay. I want to knock them around if I can. And I don't think knock them around is awfully strong. I don't mean like I think the Bills are going to just manhandle them. But I can hurt them, and I want to do that. And I think any fan should be excited about that opportunity. But I think we're more scared than we are anything else.
Oh, I don't want to be scared.
I don't either. I hate – who likes being scared?
That's the other side of the coin with this game, though, is like you're not dead if you lose.
That's
like,
right.
There's not really that much reason to be worried. Joe Ostrowski came on yesterday and made fun of us, or maybe it was just me. And then he doubled down this morning on, like, the idea that you could really injure Kansas City. He thought it was cute to say that. They'll be in the playoffs. Do they have to be in the playoffs? I know what they look like. I'm watching them too.
Right.
And I know the history as well as you do. But do they have to be? Like, how many losses can you withstand in the AFC this year? We didn't really, like, pin it down. And you can't even do that.
Right.
But I kind of think that with the schedule they have left, Denver, Indianapolis, after this game in the next 3 weeks, do they have to, like, not be, like, 6-5 out of that?
I don't think anybody has to make the playoffs at this point. I mean, maybe Indianapolis has to because they're 7-1. But I don't feel like the Bills have to make the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, they looked meek losing to New England and to Atlanta. And to me, at any given week, any opponent, they could have that crop up again. So, and I would say the same goes for Kansas City. I think we tend to believe, and maybe this is true in the case of both teams, although I think when it comes to the Bills, I think Bills fans themselves are a lot quicker to, I've got this fault and that fault and this is wrong and I don't know if I trust it and is my coach going to freeze or whatever, right? You got all this stuff that's built up, and that's why the past informs, you know, the mindset moving forward. The Chiefs look great right now, but they're what are they? They're you know, just a couple of bad weeks away from almost being buried. So, and to me, any team can have that week. So I know what they look like right now. The Chiefs look like a wagon to me. They look like the best team in the league. But I don't know that that means they are definitively some super team that just can't be touched. They might look like the best right now, but that could change. That could change in a week. That could change in 3 weeks. That could change in 2 months. It always can. So I want to damage them. I have a chance to ding them, and then, you know, we'll have to see what else happens when they play Indianapolis and whoever else you just said.
Denver.
Denver, thank you.
It's Bills by at Denver Colts.
And then another Denver still, right? They've got two more Denvers. So
Two more Denvers.
So that's, you know, I don't know. I don't feel, even you this week, game of the year is week 15, Bills-Patriots. Like sort of downplaying this matchup. And, you know, sure, I think that game looms because the Patriots are ahead of the Bills. But this is still, to me, the Bills and the Chiefs, and I have a chance to put kind of cool them off a little bit. And if it's true that we're all sort of waiting for some sort of affirmation that they're still the Bills, like the Super Bowl caliber Bills or something, a great way to affirm that for everyone, at least for a week, is to go out and have the performance of the year against this team. And it probably will take that to beat them.
You might.
The Bills, I don't think, are going to – they're not going to be able to afford uncharacteristic turnovers like they did in their two losses. I don't think they're going to be able to afford their quarterback throwing for 180 yards. And I don't think they're going to be able to afford, you know, leaving receivers uncovered and wide open while Mahomes scrambles away from Joey Bosa and everybody else and just completes passes to guys who look like they're running free through a pasture. Like, none of that is going to be good enough on Sunday. So they're going to have to be buttoned up. And I think us all seeing them perform that way would really be healthy.
FanDuel minus 1.5, 52.5. So 27, 25.5 would be that those implied totals. The passing yards for this game, as I scroll, there are only like 1,000 options. On most passing yards. Oh, that's just one head-to-head. I'm sorry. I'll get it. What are good numbers for this game? I mean, I'm being intentionally me with the game manager point about Allen. But he is, if he had a different name and you tracked his season, you know, it would make more sense.
You might sooner think that the Colts with a 7-1 record and Jonathan Taylor running like crazy, that Josh Allen's numbers are Daniel Jones's numbers. Like, you would look like, oh, he's probably just doing, he's doing what he's asked and getting by, and the running game is carrying them. And so, you know, outside of one freak show in the fourth quarter in the opener, they haven't really needed to find the gas pedal in the passing game or in their offense in general. You know, that of course ignores the fact that they needed to do that in the two losses and couldn't. But yeah, Allen's had it's been modest. And again, I would really be surprised if this game unfolds in a way where modest is going to get it done.
Yeah, you know, in more ways than one, you might want that.
Yeah.
What would be reassuring for fans other than winning? It would be to see Allen have a game. We walked into the season with the, like a lot of people did, walked into the season hoping that he wouldn't have to do so much. And that was one of my takeaways from week one is, like, look what you needed from him to win one game by 1 point against Baltimore. What you needed, just like
historic
stuff. That's right. And then it really hasn't been necessary since, and they're 4-2 since. But they are what they've intended to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that as all bad.
Right.
Because Allen does have access to the codes. You know, he could still be able to, you need this to happen maybe, but you certainly want to think this is true, that he can access the kind of, you know, higher limits, the kind of production that will carry you, will save you if you don't get what you need from James Cook. If you're not winning 40-9 against Kansas City,
right,
like you were against Carolina. So Allen's number is at FanDuel to go over, just had it, to go over 225 passing yards plus 138. go over 250 plus or minus 138 to go over 250 plus 132. So you're probably, if I could find the exact over-under, which I haven't yet, 235, somewhere in there. Mahomes is going to be 25 or so yards higher.
I would expect that. And I would be just, you know, sitting here today. I haven't thought to check the weather. Maybe I should, because that can play a factor.
It's okay.
It should be all right.
Today without the rain and wind.
Okay. Well, the wind is really and rain too. Sure. Okay. Good. I would be really surprised if under any of that works in a win for the Bills for Allen. I just don't expect the Bills defense to hold Kansas. I don't want to say when do they, because the regular season games have been more modest offensively for the Chiefs. It's in the playoffs when they find their nine yards a play or whatever with A.J. Klein chasing Travis Kelce around. But I don't anticipate that you're going to be able to just hand the ball off 25 times and get 200 yards passing and expect to score 30 points and win against this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Team. I mean, I think they will score on you. And, you know, however much you need to either keep up or keep them, you know, at bay, I just would expect the passing game to have to function in a way that we really haven't seen it function since opening night.
What'd you think last night?
I think I made the worst pick in the history of picks. The GM got fired this morning. I like Miami to score. What? Just awful. Baltimore, you had it. They're going to announce their, hey, look, here we are. And suddenly from 2-5, you look at the standings today and they're one win behind the team in first place.
Yeah, it was. If you watched Monday night's game, the Chiefs and Commanders, it was very much like that, I thought, where the game didn't have to be Baltimore's game
for
the first hour.
Yeah, Miami was all right at the start. It's just they didn't convert. And, turn the ball over and, but it still was, like, gettable. And then just, I missed the third and fourth Baltimore touchdowns.
Oh.
So by the time I dipped out at halftime, the time I got back, it was 28-6. And it's like, okay, lights out here. Like, if I wake up and see 35-28 Miami, like, I'll be blown away. Just did not expect it to happen. Yeah, I think that's a good comparison because that's how Monday's game was. It's like the underdog was punching and they were sort of in it. And then
the Chiefs turned the ball over in that game to spite themselves, but then eventually stopped doing that and rolled. And the Ravens didn't do that, but the Dolphins did. And there was that one tripping penalty that
probably shouldn't have been a penalty because the guy actually tripped. The guy who tripped. The rusher tripped himself and, I don't know.
But see, that's 3D chess.
Right.
If I just look like I've falling down and you trip over me, you're still going to trip over me the same way, whether
right.
I
whether
fell
I meant
on purpose.
To do it or not. Yeah.
Yeah. So Terry McCauley, like, we're always talking about these TV refs and the whole system, everything, the space ref. That was one, of course, by the way. Like, is anybody out there yet still not convinced how this really works, other than what they tell you is how it works? Because you got the referee with the earpiece, he's got whatever he's got on his hands, just waiting. He puts the finger up to wait. Mm-hmm. He's still waiting to hear someone tell him what the call is.
What should I do here?
There's no challenge flag.
Right.
There's nothing in the rules about that a penalty like that would be reviewed. But he's, you know, he's got his finger up. He's waiting. He's not thinking.
Yep.
No one's talking to him, you know, in person. Somebody's telling him what it's going to be. That's how it is, and there's nothing more to say about it. Anybody that tells you certain calls can't be made remotely or anything,
right.
That's just all crap. This is how it works. And I will say again, at this opportunity, the league should just admit it, because I think most fans would accept it. Because fans want penalties that are egregiously bad to be changed.
Right.
And so if the league could just do – there's some maybe political reason why they won't with the officials. But that's what they should just do for transparency.
Yeah.
They won't.
I don't want to tell on myself as not having a mastery of the NFL rulebook. Like, I even need to mention this disclaimer. But I love how this sport can continue to present scenarios where you're watching in your living room and – I'm not sure what should happen
every
here.
Game.
Should he clearly, we can tell, you know, I can understand the officials maybe not recognizing it in real time that this guy has slipped and lost his footing. But like you said, the outcome is still the same as if he had done it intentionally. So should it still be a penalty? Am I supposed to officiate this guy, Ollie Gordon's intent? I mean, he didn't mean to do it, therefore it's not a foul. I don't think that's how that works. If I don't mean to hit the ball carrier with the crown of my helmet, but I do, I'm getting penalized.
Good point.
So, but I saw the backlash, and I didn't hear McCauley's comments myself, but I saw reference to them.
He said it shouldn't have been a penalty.
Right.
Which he does. He is the most contrarian of all those guys. He has a way of talking that makes me think he just does not want to be there. And he'll just, that's a bad call. Because you kind of think, wouldn't you just sort of, like, all else equal, expect the TV ref to side with the refs?
That's what I usually expect.
Because there used to be one.
Yes.
They're in the fraternity.
They don't want to make anyone look bad, especially the league overall.
Al, that's a terrible call.
I don't know. Maybe that's because he's on Amazon Prime, and they're, like, they're new. They're still a little rogue or something. Like,
maybe.
I don't know, they're paying so much, the league wants them, so I can get away with
this. I feel like he's a little bit Henry Hill.
Okay.
He's just going to be,
yep.
You know what? You never see him either.
Right.
He's sort of in an apartment somewhere. Remember how Henry Hill, the guy from Goodfellas.
Right, thinking the helicopters are flying around.
He would never say where he is. And McCauley just like, that's bad.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest here. I'll give you that. I'll just be honest. I'll tell you it's bad. Well, Chiefs, Sunday. How big is it? How much rides on this game? They each have multiple losses, which makes this different. It's not like last year, the one seed. Are the Bills good enough this year to do this? And more importantly, to do the other thing.
Track down Indianapolis, ultimately.
Or just win in the playoffs.
See, like, that's another reason I want to ding the Chiefs. If I want to look at the board from you know, higher above, right, I would prefer being able to not be conflicted about wanting Kansas City to beat Indianapolis. But if they beat me, then I want to ding them so that when they win that game, that's a trade-off. And that's a trade-off right now that I would consider to be in my favor. I got you. I've got a head-to-head on you. I don't play Indianapolis. Go get them. Because I need someone to beat them a couple times. You know, realistically, maybe three times if I'm going to get there. So go Kansas City when you play Indianapolis. But that takes a hit if they have the same record as me and have me on a head-to-head. So get it in your pocket and then, you know, let them go do their thing, hopefully, when they play Indianapolis, because somebody's going to have to beat them if the Bills are going to catch them.
You have the New England problem. That's number one, right? Win games like this and maybe you won't end up having that problem. The Patriots are the big one. Patriots and Atlanta Sunday at 1, then Bills and Chiefs 4:25. Patriots home to the Falcons. We will take a break. in a moment and then talk to Sam Paniatovic from Bet Sweats. He's got thoughts. Bills are his team.
Right.
And he's not, he says it, he's not, he sort of prides himself on this, unlike maybe other people in his facility. Not Joe, as far as I know, but I'm not just going to go bet every team. I used to make fun of Jim Rome for that. When I would have to listen to Jim Rome, he would like always be changing his picks.
Mm-hmm.
And like, wow, good for you. I should just wait until the Super Bowl and then change right. to the team that's favored in the Super Bowl. What a genius. At that, I mean, he's, you know, good at other things. But, you know, just you can't keep changing your picks.
Yeah.
So I think Sam is good like this, and he's been on the Bills all year. And I don't think he wants to come off them. So we'll talk to Sam. We'll also talk to Alex Gold from The Fan in Kansas City. At 4 today, Sal Capaccio joins us with the latest on injuries at 5. There is fantasy stuff if you want it. I mean, DeAndre Swift is out. Ramondre Stevenson is out. Travis Hunter is out a month. IR for Jacksonville. Maybe you had to play him. I mean, there are those. I know of these teams where you had to wanted to start Travis Hunter, and now he's out. And never forget about the guys who go in for these guys. Kyle Monongai might be sitting on your waivers, Bulldog.
Okay, sure.
If you didn't use all your money on kickers.
I did get a kicker. Whoever Seattle's guy is
Myers.
Yeah, sure.
Bam.
Yeah.
Still got it. From Neighbors Pub, Kenmore Avenue, with Sam Paniatovic next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Friday on WGR. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.